Okay, this is gonna be our first episode.
Yay!
This is exciting. We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, we've also had a lot of influence from friends.
Yes.
So we hope you guys enjoy, because like we were pretty much forced to start this because everyone wanted to hear about our lives. So
a lot of people we've talked to said that they would love to see us make a podcast. So
just giving here y'all go. Oh, hi guys.
This is awkward. They know what we're doing.
Should we explain like where we are? We're in a study room.
Yes, and we both attend the. Oh.
Oh no! Oh no! What you got there? Would you like to tell the interview?
We can't include this though. If you know who hears and is like, yo, bro.
You know who is not going to hear because he's listening to Tyler, the Creator's new album.
Really? On repeat?
Yeah. He posted on his private story.
Oh, wow. See, I'm not even on his private story. I don't even have him on Snapchat or anything. Anyways.
Wait, can I tell them something sad about you?
What?
Okay, guys, so...
Don't embarrass me. This is the first episode.
No, I'm going to embarrass her. I'm going to expose her. So we, like, have these, like, acquaintances, right? And whenever we pass them, they always only say hi to me, and they never say hi to her, too.
Okay, but I think that's just because something about me, I'm very, like, quiet and reserved if I don't know them super well. But once I get, like, comfortable around you, then I'll open up.
Okay, that absolutely has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it does.
Because they don't say hi to you.
Exactly.
They say hi to me first. I don't initiate it.
Yes, because I've never actually, like, really engaged with them.
Me neither.
In group settings. That's not true.
I can't give
explicit examples, but you just barge in. It might just be pity because of the state they've seen you in.
Oh my god! Don't put that.
You're editing.
Yeah, I was gonna say to our editor, which is me. Don't put that in. Okay. That reminds me of a really specific situation where you.
Yeah, that whole thing. Like, I kind of get like, I would say secondhand embarrassment, yeah. But it was firsthand. I actually can't.
Okay, moving on. Sorry for the short interruption there. But like we were saying, we're in a study room with like glass doors, glass windows, so people can like see us in here. So we just people watch.
We do, and I think now they're doing the people watching.
Yeah.
On us.
But it's I don't know why, but I feel like when we actually come in here to study, people don't really like actually look in, but now that we have little microphones, they fucking walk in the door. Like, hello.
Oh my gosh. But it's fine. But I was saying, quick introduction.
Oh.
Because I tried to say and then you cut me off.
Sorry.
Or maybe he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay. Anyways, we both go to Syracuse University. And we're freshmen. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're freshmen at Syracuse University. That's all we can say. And we're in the study room. So, yeah.
If you go to Syracuse University, guess what study room we're in?
Leave it in the comments down below.
Also, guys, we hope you know this is, like, a joke.
Yeah, this isn't serious unless we blow up and then...
Yeah, and then, it, like it, and then it becomes serious. Also, guys, if we blow up, don't you think the money that we get should go into my bank account?
No. Like, think about it. I purchased these mics.
Okay, I'll literally pay you back.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Because I'm taking them both when we leave. So
true.
Give me that mic back.
Okay.
Anyways, I got the mics.
Mm-hmm.
I set up the dock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set up those other two things that I said.
Who's editing?
You.
Yeah.
But think about all the things I just listed, and then on your side, editing.
Okay, everybody applaud her for all the work she does for this amazing podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. And you said that you were going to make the logo, but that's like a one-time thing.
Well, it's going to be a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of time.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyways, back to it. Happy Halloween, everyone. We should have started off with that.
Oh, yeah. Guys, it's Halloween today. We're starting this on Halloween.
So we kind of did this in preparation of, like, maybe a Halloween, like, breakdown after this weekend. Because Halloween weekend goes crazy. Hopefully not too crazy. I got class tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk about that? Like, this school is a Thursday through Saturday school. Mm-hmm. But we've never gone out on a Thursday before. Because, y'all, we got class tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, not an 8 a.m., but I still have to get up, and I don't want to. I was thinking about skipping, but now I'm like, I might skip. I might.
Really?
Not a lot of people, I feel like, are going to be there, and I don't want to be, like, one of three that shows up. First week, this bitch kept us until after the time was over, and someone had to be like, she was like, okay, what else should we go over? And someone had to be like, I think you should just let us leave. Like, literally, like, quote unquote, that's what she said.
Wow. I wish I could raise my hand and say that in the middle of the lecture.
It wasn't the middle, though.
I know.
She went
but on. But I wish I could.
For way too long. We went around and, like, introduced ourselves 20 different times. It was insane. Wow. I couldn't do it anymore.
Also, I just got an email to get my ticket because we have a football game on Saturday.
Yes, which I don't know how I'm going to wake up for that.
I don't know how I'm going to wake up for that either.
But it'll happen.
Sometime. Yeah, but I'm not pre-gaming
that
game.
No.
Because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's already a lot of refreshments.
A lot of juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to. I love that for her. Oh,
someone just walked by in a big ass Teletubby costume.
I love that for her, though. I feel like she's got to be sweating.
Yeah, it's hot outside.
It's really hot outside. Today, oh my gosh. I love fall weather. It's my favorite season. And today I woke up, looked at my weather app, and was like, oh God.
Can I say my state I'm from?
Sure.
Because I feel like that's my whole personality trait here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm from California, and so, guys, everyone told me it was going to be cold here. How hot was it today? Let's see. Right now, it's 73 degrees, but the high was 80 for today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating, and I'm complaining that it's hot.
Yeah.
And I'm from California, so.
Well, you were also complaining that you were, like, freezing, and it was, like, 60 degrees out. No joke. We were walking the one time, and it was a little windy. 60 degrees, 64, I think, actually, a little.
No.
Yes, it was. I remember I opened up my weather app, and I was like, it's 64.
I thought it was 44.
No. I swear it was 64, and then the wind made it feel like it was lower.
Oh, God.
And she was, like, jaw chattering. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm from, should I say where I'm from?
Yeah.
From PA, if you know.
Just
you know.
A state away.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say to her, I can't imagine having to get on a plane to go back home. It's kind of depressing.
And I can't imagine it.
You can or can't?
I can, because it's my reality.
Story of your life.
We're going to get copyrighted. Are we?
I don't think.
We have to look into that.
Yeah. Actually, we have to make sure. I don't think we will. I didn't even sound like them.
So no, you didn't.
Okay. And you didn't sound like whatever the hell you were singing. I don't even know that song, so.
It's from Minions.
Let's talk about something. She is so uncultured. You are so uncultured. Never seen Descendants.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Okay, but that's not seeing it.
Okay.
Never saw Princess Bride.
I saw Princess Diaries over fall break.
That's not the same thing.
Okay.
Not the same thing at all.
Okay.
What else? Never had a pierogi.
What? Oh, a pierogi.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about a movie. I'm like, no. I've never heard of that one.
No. What else?
Guys, what the fuck is a pierogi? Comment down below if you're in this with me.
No. Like, oh my God. Tease?
We were talking about pierogies, and I was like, what is that? And then, like, a couple weeks later, they had them in the dining hall.
Yeah. And I was like, look, a pierogi. And you didn't even try it.
No.
Try it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you like potatoes?
I like french fries.
Do you eat mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, the filling of a pierogi is mashed potato, basically.
Okay.
So, try it.
Anyways.
That pissed me off. Gosh.
Guys, this bitch's catchphrase is... That pissed me off.
Yeah. And her catchphrase is... I told her that she does that today, and she was like, can you point it out next time I do it? And okay. We were sitting in here.
When you mock...
and you did it. I do it, like, kind of spot on.
But when you do it to mock me, it sounds like you're slurping, but it's just a...
No, it's not. When you do it, it's like a...
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. We'll discuss that later.
We'll take that offline.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just made eye contact.
You just got another stare. You just got another stare.
Guys, also, can we talk about how I literally look like an absolute mess? Because we both just woke up from naps,
yeah.
And it's obviously Halloween today, so
we
don't
got
anything on because we got to put it all on tonight.
Oh, I have mascara on.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
I know. I think I rubbed it
I'm
off.
I'm just kidding.
No, you guys can't see it because we're not doing face reveals or anything, but... I'm looking at myself in this camera, and I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, looking at myself in my Snap camera, and I'm like,
Cindy.
Shit. Cindy. No way. People are, like.
Cinderella, no.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie Cinderella? Oh, my God. You haven't seen Cinderella.
The Disney one.
Yes.
Yes.
And the mice sing, Cinderella, Cinderella, Cinderella.
Do you know how long ago I watched the Cinderella movie?
It's, like...
A long time ago.
Okay, but that's, like... It's Cinderella.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. I'm actually Belle tonight, so... I'm gonna find me a beast tonight, y'all. Just you wait.
I'm gonna see if anyone saw that glass slipper right now. <around. laughs> Oh, gosh.
Anyways, my point is that we're looking a little...
Crusty
yeah. Right now, but we're gonna eat the house down tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all watch out. Except
you won't know it's us.
You won't know it's us.
But if you see two, like, really
baddies
drop dead gorgeous on your FYP,
it's probably us. Wait.
Trust.
Oh my God, you're actually a bitch. Actually, sorry. A bitch.
Guys, I just want to preface this by saying I'm actually not a bitch.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Don't lie to the fans.
No, I just, okay. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't, like, make rude jokes like that. Like, I wouldn't say something like that to you.
Wait, we have to tell them about our bit.
Wait, let me finish saying this.
Okay.
But since I do.
Celebrity spotted.
But since I do. Enjoy your presence.
Aww.
We're good friends.
Aww.
That's how I show, like, I care.
Mm.
So you're welcome.
Thanks.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah. Okay. Continue. You can tell them.
Our bit is that we like to bully each other in really public spaces. So people just, like, look at us and think that we're, like, freaks.
Yeah. But it's really funny. One time we were in the elevator and somehow we just started doing our bit. And one of the RAs was in the elevator with us.
Not ours.
Not ours, but one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows who our RA is.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that he, like, texted her and was probably like, get these two bitches under control. But she never said anything to us, so it's fine.
I have a question to pose to the audience.
Okay, go ahead. Question of the day.
Do you say Halloween or Halloween?
Oh, I've never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
See, because people ask, like, how do you say this? And then I just, like, can't say it because I'm, like, going through the different ways. Like, Halloween. Halloween. I say Halloween.
Me too. I say Halloween.
Because what's Halloween? Halloween?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's Halloween.
We asked my professor, and he said it's, like, regional. It, like, depends on, like, where you're from.
Ew, but like, soda and, like, pop.
I guess. Do you say pop?
No.
Okay, good. But we're from opposite sides of the country, and we both say Halloween.
You're a bitch, too. Admit it.
No,
we both
not.
Are.
No, I like to we think both, I'm okay. a nice person.
We're both, okay, let's just admit it. We're both bitchy, but, like, we're nice. Like, we're both nice people.
Huh?
Like, example, if you're walking somewhere, do you hold the door open for someone else?
Yes.
Like, that's a kind, like,
yeah.
act. Do you say thank you if someone brings you, like, a plate of food at a restaurant?
Yes.
Boom. That's something nice. Like, it's simple, but it's still nice to do. If you go somewhere and someone's like, oh, like, hi, how are you? Don't you say, oh, I'm good, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, you ask them, boom, that's nice. Like, you don't have to do it, but it's simple and it's a kind act.
Right.
I think I'm a nice person.
I think I'm a nice person.
But I can be bitchy. Okay, if I have to be a bitch, I will be a bitch.
Which kind of happens often.
Well, people piss me off. Like,
she pissed me off. Oh my god, she just pissed me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know, honey.
Well, I'm glad you understand me.
Yeah.
There she goes. That is a slurp and a half. Like, damn, got a water park up in there.
Whoa!
I'm also very funny. I make
that
everyone
was
laugh.
A little too far.
That is true.
The fuck?
You guys can't see it. You can probably hear the death stare I'm getting though. I'm scared for my life.
You better be. Anyways, what more can we talk about?
Yeah.
That's giving spooky, scary skeletons.
Stop, we're gonna get copyrighted.
Shivers down your spine.
Okay, who knows Kevin G?
Who knows Kevin G? She's just pointing to the camera saying, who knows Kevin G? As if y'all can see her.
Well, I'm just like, what am I gonna do? Just sit here, like, still and stare at the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is our pretend audience right there.
Hey. Yeah, who here knows Kevin G? Raise your hand. Oh, I see a hand raised in the back.
Ooh. Now you just sound crazy. That's freakazoid activity.
You learned that word from me.
No, I did not.
Yes, you
I
did.
I started saying it before you even started saying it.
I started saying it, like, a year ago. Guys, this bitch is too scared to admit she takes things from me. Little characteristics.
Guess who bought a purse off TikTok shop that I have?
Exact, oh my god, guys.
Exact
guys,
fucking one.
It's the generic black purse off of TikTok shop. The shoulder
but still,
bag.
I have it, don't I?
I literally boom. Was in my cart since the summer.
Boom,
I just haven't
boom, boom, boom.
Bought
I've had it
yet.
For a year.
Okay. Our group chat is blowing the fuck up. Shall we read
no.
segments of it?
No.
No. I'll read, like, certain words of it, okay?
No.
Also, paid, free, aware.
Okay, because let's pose this question to the audience. If there's options for free parties, would you pay to get into one?
No!
Exactly. What?
Rugby house is throwing.
Oh. Men's or women's?
I don't know.
Probably men's.
That's what we thought last time, but it was women's.
Anyways. What?
The guy that just walked by, he's the one I was telling you about, that right after fall break, my professor asked everyone what they did.
And he's the
one. My professor goes, yeah, like, what did you do over fall break? He goes, drink. The whole class was like, king. Wow, that's bold.
Yeah, I love the confidence. Take some courage to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, what group chat is this? Because I just saw some emoji, and I know I'm not friends with someone who does that.
The Bitmoji, you mean?
No, emoji after the name.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Talk about Freakazoid. See, now that I'm aware of it, I'm going to do it more.
Like, oh my gosh. Oh, disclaimer. If this is, like, our regular filming spot or recording spot, you might hear a lot of don't ask questions. Because, or maybe a, it's just something.
It's our version of,
okay, well, now you're going into it.
No, what's the, like, thing called where they do beeps and dots? Beep, 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 beep.
I have no idea.
And then each, like, certain amount of beeps correlates to a letter. And then you spell out word. Code? Yeah, Morse code. It's our version of Morse code.
Oh my god. This, okay. Maybe this should be the final topic. And then this can be another question for the audience.
Two and
do,
one?
Yes. Wow. Do Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Judge Judy look alike?
Yes.
Because we were in the dining hall one time. And Judge Judy was on an episode of Judge Judy. And she said, is that Judge Judy? I said, yes. This bitch goes, oh, I thought it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Guys.
No, it's Judge Judy. Judge Judy.
Guys, can I explain my reasoning?
No. This is Brienne. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
This lady gets on the TV. I should have dressed up as her for Halloween. This lady is on the TV, okay? Obviously, I know she's fucking Judge Judy, because rest in peace, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You are missed.
You did not know it was Judge Judy.
Yes, I did, because it literally, in the bottom, Fox News or whatever, Judge Judy.
Okay, so then why did you ask if it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I was just making an observation. That's Judge Judy, right? Oh, she looks a lot like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Google it, pull up the pics.
No. So that's right. Where we'll end. That's where we will end. Before
Thank
we get into
listening.
A heated argument.
I just got a side eye.
Yep. Thank you so much for listening. Like we said, this is our first time doing it.
Go easy.
Okay, no. Copyright.
Me, baby.
I'm
hungry.
Me too. We're about to go grub before we start getting ready. What time is it?
6:19.
Oh. What time are we getting ready?
I have no idea.
Guys, we don't know what we're doing tonight. It's Halloween, and we don't know what we're doing.
This bitch darts everywhere.
He does. Damn.
Damn.
Anyways, if you have any, what is it called?
If you have any requests.
No, like something criticism.
Constructive?
Constructive criticism.
But
and we have constructive
they're not
going to
have any because this was flawless.
Was it perfect? Were we fun to listen to? Were we funny? Relatable? We've been called all those things.
But, I mean, who knows if we're actually relatable, because these are just our own personal experiences.
True. But I think we have a lot of, like, thoughts and feelings that other people are just too scared to say.
Right. Which might come out in later episodes.
Yeah. If we continue this.
Which we will.
Until the end of the year.
Yeah. Until the end of these 4 years.
Well, no. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk. But,
she doesn't
yeah.
want to be friends with me.
Yeah.
They can't see your face,
years.
Honey. They can't
Four
see
years. Whoa. That's asking too much of me. Anyways, thank you so much for listening yet again. We don't have a name yet, but by the time this airs or is posted,
we will.
We will. So thank you for listening to whatever our podcast is called.
Take us out, girl.
Oh. And always remember.
timing.
Always remember, it's not shit talking if you're telling the truth.